This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
People don't think I like Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know how they would get that impression.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know that it's actually true. I just think it's all about expectations and the situation and what you could have done with those assets. And we know that 7-14 were up for grabs. And when you want to win and you pick those guys, then the expectation is that you should be able to contribute right away. And I don't think he can contribute right away. That's pretty much simple. Very logical point by me. I just think that he's not going to be ready for prime time in like the next 3 to 5 years when Steph is in his late 30s and the Warriors needing to win now makes these guys a fucking team that are overpaid and probably end up missing the playoffs again. I'll probably make the playoffs, but you know what I'm saying. So, but I like his game. I think he's going to be a bucket. And one of the reasons that I like him is he comes from about as tough of a background as you can imagine. Do you know much about Jonathan Kuminga?
I know he struggled growing up, but that's about the extent of it.
So he comes from the Congo, formerly Zaire, the home of one of the bloodiest conflicts since World War II. The San Francisco Chronicle reported that Kuminga witnessed atrocities that he'll never discuss. He goes, well, why dwell on the past? It's like you probably saw somebody get macheted up. And it's like you, this is, that's what therapy is for, I guess.
Yeah.
So then 5 years ago at 13, he left his home in Goma, Congo to come to America to chase his dreams. 5 years later, he's set to sign a $25 million contract. And this is what he said. People ask me how I dealt with being away from my parents for so long. It was something I was prepared for. I really don't worry. I knew that I'd get to see them eventually as long as they were alive. As long as they were alive?
Damn.
What? Like, it'd be like if you're like, yeah, you know, I'm going back to Louisiana. Hopefully going to see my parents as long as they're alive.
As long as they're all right.
And you're like, what do you mean? What's happening? What's going on with that? Like, why wouldn't they be alive? I don't know, because they're in the Congo right now where I don't even know what's going on. And Jonathan Kuminga won't say what's going on. So who knows? Very different to me than being like an AAU kid. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I...
Quite.
Yeah, very different lifestyle than, like, being the son of a player or an AAU kid that's been going from traveling team to traveling team. And so... That's something that I could see making Kuminga very good in the future, because that gritty, tough, rise above all adversity, shrug off the fact that your parents could be killed at any moment as a trivial thing is just like, you know, like I surrender to the universe. Like, who knows? Like, we'll see. The future is bright. Is something that gives guys an extra edge. The world thinks I hate Jonathan Kuminga. I don't. I think he's actually primed to do huge things. This is what he said more about that AAU shit. It's hard to relate to someone when someone's complaining to you about their parents not buying them the type of car that they wanted. I actually know what real struggle looks like. Not having money, not having food. Here, it's a totally different world. I mean, all you kids in the NBA talking about how you didn't get your S class or your C class or whatever. Like, Jonathan Kuminga has a message for you, and it's called shut the fuck up. So I think he's going to be a baller because he's not scared of going hard in the paint, but I really love his background. I really like his character. I think he's going to fit in well, but probably after Steph retires.
I think it's straight up a mental thing for him. Like, we see when he's like focused and playing well, it looks really, really good. And I mean, Giannis was, I mean, not to like throw it out there, I think he's going to be Giannis, but Giannis was not a good basketball player when he came into the league. And in a similar way, Kuminga probably isn't a great basketball player right now. I have very optimistic hopes for Kuminga.
So do I. And I think when you talk to people in the space, in the medical space, like soft tissue training, like they see athletes on a day-to-day basis, they love Kuminga's bounce. Mm-hmm. They love his athleticism. They like the dog in him. All those intangibles, all those athletic traits. He just has to get a better feel for the game.
Yeah.
And when he does, the sky's the limit. I think the pick was great. Just the fact that the pick was from the Warriors is the only thing that I really want to say, because Warrior fans are so easily triggered. So, I mean, hey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.